So, I'm sitting here writing and what I view as an article. I've decided one of the things I'm going to be doing a little bit through the summer and as I go on to do my bachelor degree is a couple of different blogs. I want to do a blog called, it's going to be called Greg Goes Linux. I've actually secured that domain name, and I've set it all up with Blogger, so it's all ready to go. And I'm working on kind of the first blog post, which I'm viewing as an article. And it's actually taken me a few days to write now. I'm making some good progress. And what it's made me realize is very much these days, I see a lot of writers on Twitter, and I see a lot of I read a lot of blog posts that I feel are very rushed. And I often see writers on Twitter talking about how many words they've managed to do in a day, and there seems to be some kind of badge of being a proper writer if you can bang out thousands upon thousands of words a day. I mean, I'm sitting here writing this article, and it's taken me a couple of days now. And I can see maybe I might finish it later today, but probably not. I'll probably continue on it tomorrow. And the whole article is probably going to be about 1,000 words. And it would have taken me about probably, 3 days to write those 1,000 words. But I certainly feel, as I'm writing the article, which is effectively a blog post, but like I say, in my mind, it really is an article. That part of writing it is to take your time to actually write a rounded piece of writing rather than feel like this has to be 600 words and I have to write it in an hour and then send it out. I've been doing a little bit of research for this article, referring to different blog posts I found online and a few other things, of course. Some of the blog posts I've been looking at as part of my research certainly made me think about the idea that these days it's, I read a lot of blog posts where they weren't by any means articles. And what I mean by that is they spoke about a lot of things that are going on in the tech industry and things like that. But they didn't really take the time to list any sources or anything like that. They just assumed that it was the news that everybody knew, I guess, and that they didn't need to quote any sources or actually tell you where they got their news from, or that piece of, or that fact, or that piece of information. And one of the things that, of course, that I've been having to do, with finishing my degree, and of course, as I go on to do my bachelor degree now, and of course, as I think about doing a book version of Transmedia for the Rest of Us, is how important sources are. Even for a blogger, I think, if you're going to write a blog post where you're talking about a particular subject, I don't think it's good enough just to talk about it. I think you need to show that you've researched it, you need to show that you're referencing certain things and provide links to those, either hot links right in the text or a list of sources underneath your article. So I certainly feel that as I'm going through this article, I'm finding that I want to take my time. I don't want to rush it. I don't want to throw it out there without taking due diligence, without actually listing sources, without actually taking the time to write it and take an idea and expand it properly. I do find that with a lot of blog posts that they write them very quickly, and they're not really expanded. It's kind of a very kind of unfleshed out idea, and then off they go and on to the next thing. So I certainly feel as I'm kind of wanting to start writing this blog, which will be a series of articles about Linux, about me making the choice to move from Mac OS X to Linux, that while it would be very easy to write some very quick kind of rushed tutorials and some very quick kind of rushed blog posts to capture the process, I'm also realizing that I think it's a lot more, has a lot more value, I believe, to actually produce a rounded piece of writing, to actually take the time and take those 3 days to write this 1,000-word article. I list all the sources where I've got my information from, and actually take the time to develop the idea for this particular article from the beginning to the end, so that the reader comes away feeling like they've actually read something rather than just a snippet of something that suggests an idea. And that's just kind of what struck me, really. That I mean, I have a background as a writer, and I've chosen that I don't really want to write fiction anymore. And I'm going to start pouring my energy more into not just some of the online projects I'm doing, but into developing some non-fiction projects. And I certainly feel if I'm going to do that, then I really do need to do pay attention to sources, where you get your information from, and being open and honest about where you get your information from when you're actually writing about it in a blog post or an article. So that was really just a thought that struck me, that I've been reading a lot of blog posts recently that don't do that kind of due diligence. They don't really bother telling you where they get their information from. They just kind of rattle out an idea, don't really develop it, and then leave it at that. I think from that point of view, I'd much rather spend the time to write fewer blog posts, fewer articles, maybe just one a week, or maybe one every couple of weeks, rather than feeling as though I have to write, you know, 3 or 4 a week. Because that way they'll be undeveloped pieces of writing. They won't really be able to explore the ideas and the thoughts and the theories and whatever that are going to be introduced. So really that's just struck me now, that I'm certainly feeling that, you know, I started this blog and I want to get the first post out there and get people to read it and blah, blah. But at the same time, it just suddenly struck me that slow down, you know, write a good piece of writing. And if it takes 3 days, it takes 3 days. If it takes the rest of the week, it takes the rest of the week. I guess on some level, I'm kind of rediscovering writing again, really. Just in a different form, because I was always very, you know, even when I was writing fiction, I was always very, you know, I wanted things to be done right, and I would take my time. I was never a writer who would write thousands of words a day, and I really don't think that should be a badge of honour for any writer. If you write 100 words in the day, it's better off that you write 100 words in the day, and they're words that you don't have to go back and edit very much, rather than writing thousands upon thousands of words a day, because you're going to have to go back and rewrite the whole thing anyway. So I want to slow down, take your time, and get it right the first time. I'm not saying it'll be perfect once you've done that first draft, but certainly if you've written an article or something and you've actually just slowed down and taken your time, you'll have much less work to do in the long run with editing and knowing whether or not you've fleshed out certain thoughts and developed them in the proper way. Than actually when you've just sat down and rushed it. It's much harder to go back and change something that you've already written than it is to actually take your time and write it correctly in the first place. So that's my thought of the day, really. sitting here writing this article about switching to Linux from Mac OS X. And I'm hoping, I'll be letting you know about Greg Goes Linux later this week if I get this article finished. But like I say, you know what? It's got to be right. So I'm going to take my time, and it'll be ready when it's ready.